Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This week at Vancouver City Hall, there'll be focus on two unique communities in the Lower Mainland. Of course, earlier today, Jill Bennett talked about Chinatown, and of course, the other neighborhood today we're going to focus a little bit on is Granville Entertainment District. The Vancouver City Council will vote on kickstarting both the Uplifting Chinatown Action Plan and the Granville Street Planning Program this week as council activity resumes after the winter break. We've spent many years talking about the Granville Entertainment District and what its future looks like. Joining me now is Sarah Kirby-Young, Vancouver City Councillor, in regards to the broader conversation that will be kickstarted this week. Councillor Sarah Kirby-Young, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jazz. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Walk me through this. How, in regards to the reports that the city has already prepared or city staff have prepared, there's sort of two focuses on sort of Granville Street. One is that it's challenged by a lack of daytime activity, and the other one is the flip side, which is violence related to public intoxication at nighttime. Walk me through what the process will look like and what sort of the city is envisioning, even at this early stage, in regards to the Granville Entertainment District.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited that we're actually kicking off a planning program and a fairly short, constrained one for Granville Street that would take about 18 months to come back. It's well overdue. Granville Street has a unique place in the history of the city of Vancouver as our only kind of entertainment cultural destination. It was the home, as you know, of once Neon Signs, Vaudeville Theater, movie theaters, the famed Commodore, the Orpheum that opened in 1927, but it has been languishing in past years. And has really been hard hit during the pandemic. We really saw that exacerbated, had the highest amount of retail vacancies across the downtown core. And so it's time to give it a facelift. What we would like to see is returning it to a vibrant, modernized cultural district that builds on the heritage, but provides a lot of positive uses during the day. So bringing in potentially office development. I'd like to see a much bolder vision than we have in this report. I'm sure we'll have that conversation at council tomorrow, but a much more ambitious public realm. There's lots of conversation lately about the shipyards and how positive that has been. But a real opportunity, I think, to bring in things like hotels and address the shortage of hotel rooms in our city, but to give Granville Street some love and really kickstart and support some positive projects going in there.
Can you drive that change when it's also home to many single-room occupancy buildings and residents? It seems like there's two sort of diametrically opposed views of Granville. And to, you know, to build an entertainment strip, you really have to embrace it in a meaningful way. It's not going to be like any other neighborhood. Can you truly turn it into an entertainment district that I think everybody sort of envisions, but there's a very bumpy road to get there and several challenges in regards to residents as well that are already there?
Yeah, I think that you can, absolutely. There's about 570 SRO rooms within sort of the surrounding neighborhood, and I think that there's obviously a lot of dialogue around how undignified a lot of those living conditions are, and those traditional SROs are not the answer moving forward. We need better housing for people, so they need to be replaced. They should also be diversified in terms of not kettling people into one specific development and giving them quality housing and into more diversified across the city. But this plan really focuses on the commercial uses, the cultural, and the entertainment. It does not contemplate putting in additional SROs, potentially some rental housing to support on the shoulder areas. But it really focuses on acknowledging that first and foremost, Granville Street should be an entertainment and a cultural hub.
And do you think the residents of this city are open to that? I mean, those that live downtown, there's going to be two views. Right? One is it's too loud, it's too late, there's a lot of mayhem in the evenings. The other one say, look, this is a vibrant downtown. It needs to have that kind of vibrant nightlife. Do you think you can sort of get people halfway on both sides? And of course, and there are those who say, as I said, that this is home to many SROs and people want to live there. Can you bring all those forces together? Because it is a tough job. And I mean, this just shows my age. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been covering the Granville Strip for a very long time. And really, even this conversation has been going on since the 1990s, if not earlier than that. How will this be different than, let's say, 20 years ago?
I think that residents are not only open to it, I think they are excited and they're clamoring for it. You look at responses to projects like 800 Granville Street that proposes a full revitalization of the Commodore, additional office uses during the day, new performance space, the ability to host more shows at the Commodore, because there's better load-in and load-out facilities, potentially another music space. I think people are clamoring for it. They're excited about it. And I think people are saying, like you, it's been too long. Like, you've had generations of folks that remember going to the Commodore and having those concerts growing up, and then you have a lost generation in the middle that doesn't know what it could be. People are excited about signs. The Belmont Hotel came forward to the last council and said they wanted to renew their sign, and that council couldn't even agree on renewing the sign. So this is time, I think, to be bold, but people want a destination. I talked about the shipyards earlier. They want somewhere that is fun to go with lots of choices. Just if you want a nightclub, great. If you want something family-friendly, that's there too. If you want expanded patios, a great seating area, perhaps outdoor performance space. Like, I think we need to think bold and deliver a great vision for Granville Street and for Vancouver. We deserve it.
Sarah, thanks for your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.